Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natures Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In his book, I will teach you to be rich, no guilt, no excuses. Just a 6-week program that works. Second edition. Ramit Sethi presents a provocative and direct approach to personal finance and wealth building that diverges from traditional advice. The second edition, updated with new tools and insights, is structured around a 6-week program designed to set the foundations for lifelong financial success. Through an engaging mix of anecdotes, clear strategies, and actionable steps, Sethi challenges readers to rethink their relationship with money, focusing on maximizing investments, handling debt wisely, and growing wealth effortlessly. Written with a conversational tone, the book aims to educate young adults and anyone feeling overwhelmed by the prospect of financial planning, encouraging a shift from passive worry to active wealth creation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Week 1. Optimize your credit cards. The first week of Ramit Sethi's program dives into the often dreaded world of credit cards, debunking common myths and laying out a strategy to maximize their benefits. Sethi emphasizes the importance of using credit cards wisely to improve one's credit score, earn rewards, and protect purchases. He advocates for negotiating lower APRs, understanding fee structures, and choosing cards that align with one's spending habits and goals. This segment transforms the way we perceive credit cards, from seeing them as debt traps to tools of empowerment, opening up opportunities for savvy financial management and benefit maximization. Secondly, Week 2. Beat the banks. Sethi's approach to banking in Week 2 challenges the complacency many have towards their banking relationships. He stresses the importance of choosing banks that offer the best benefits, like higher interest rates on savings accounts and lower fees. The author instructs readers on how to negotiate with banks, how to automate their financial transactions, and the significance of having an emergency fund. This week's lesson is crucial for constructing a sound financial infrastructure that supports wealth growth instead of diminishing it through fees and poor interest performance. Thirdly, Week 3. Get ready to invest entering Week 3. Sethi demystifies the investment landscape, guiding readers through the basics of setting up a no-fee, high-reward investment account. He discusses the importance of long-term investments, the power of compounding interest, and how to diversify investments to minimize risks and maximize returns. The emphasis here is on starting early, staying consistent, and choosing the right mix of stocks, bonds, and other investment vehicles. This week is about overcoming the intimidation of investing and making one's money work for them, securing a more prosperous financial future. Fourthly, Week 4. Conscious spending. Sethi introduces the concept of conscious spending in Week 4, a strategy that challenges conventional budgeting. Instead of cutting out all pleasures, Sethi encourages readers to spend intentionally on things that bring them joy while cutting mercilessly on wasteful expenses. The crux of conscious spending is about making financial decisions aligned with one's values and life goals, thereby achieving financial discipline without sacrificing quality of life. This philosophy enables readers to enjoy their wealth today while also saving for the future, striking a perfect balance between frugality and indulgence. Lastly, Week 5 and 6, automate your financial life. In the final weeks, Sethi caps off his program by illustrating how to automate one's entire financial ecosystem. From paying bills, saving, investing, and even giving, automation ensures that the right amount of money goes to the right place at the right time effortlessly. This eliminates late fees, avoids human error, and significantly reduces the mental load of managing finances. Moreover, Sethi discusses how automation sets up a seamless system that nurtures wealth growth, ensuring financial goals are met without the need for daily oversight. The profound takeaway is that financial wealth is not just about making money, but making money work for you efficiently and effectively. In conclusion, I will teach you to be rich. By Ramit Sethi is not just a book, it's a wake-up call for those who have been passive with their finances. It's highly recommended for young adults, professionals, or anyone who seeks to have a robust handle on their financial future without being overwhelmed by jargon and complexity. This book shows that managing money isn't about restriction, but about making smart choices that align with one's goals and aspirations. Readers who follow the 6-week program can expect to transform their relationship with money, making it a tool that serves them, leading to a richer, more fulfilled life. The actionable steps provided in the book ensure that financial success is accessible to all, making it a must-read for anyone ready to take control of their financial destiny. If you would like to support Ramit Sethi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.